Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
Because life happens. It happens to all of us. You are not alone. And really what you're going through, there are so many others that are going through the same. But if we share our stories, we share how someone else has gotten through it.
Welcome to Women Thrive Podcast. This is where you'll get to hear incredible stories of female entrepreneurs, business owners, women from all walks of life. Myself, Raymond Jan, and my co-host Abigail will be interviewing incredible women, hearing inspiring stories of women from all around the world. I have no doubt that you will find something that will be life-changing for you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and join us for our future episodes.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode with me, Raymonda Jan. Today, you're in for a treat and I'm so excited to introduce my guest today. Today, we're speaking with Morrissey Hopkins. Hello, how are you, Morrissey?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
I'm so thrilled. I think today's conversation is going to be a really interesting one. And I've been actually waiting to interview you. We connected a while back, maybe over a year ago. And your story has really blown me away, and just the work that you do today to inspire other people to really pursue what their purpose is in life, what their mission is, and to be the best version of themselves, really. I'd love to uncover some more of your story, and just for our listeners to get to know a little bit more about who Morrissey Hopkins is. So before we begin, I'd love to introduce my guest today. She is an award-winning TV host, a creator, executive producer, an author, and a motivational speaker, as well as a mindset expert. She's a driving force behind the highly acclaimed talk show, Wake Up with Morrissey, a 3-times Telly Award winner and a Silver Anthem Award winner. Morrissey is also a published author with her International Impact awarded book for addiction and recovery, Chaos to Clarity. Seeing the Signs and Breaking the Cycles, ranking as a number one release on Amazon for 12-step recovery. Morrissey, I am thrilled to have you here today and for our audience to get to know you as well.
Thank you so much. It's really a blessing to be here.
Where are you joining us today from?
I am in New Jersey and Wyckoff, New Jersey in the United States.
Amazing. So tell me a little bit more about yourself, Morrissey, about things that you're doing now, what your passion is.
So I'm about to celebrate 9 years of sobriety, October 4th. And for me, this journey has uncovered so much about myself. And recognizing that no matter what I went through in my past, that I had the ability to live an abundant and joyous life through a lot of work. And from that, turning my pain into purpose, I had this incredible idea about Wake Up with Morrissey, sharing stories of hardship and triumph to share hope, because life happens. It happens to all of us. You are not alone. And really what you're going through, there are so many others that are going through the same. But if we share our stories, we share how someone else has gotten through it. Maybe it's a death of a child. How did they get through it? How did they find support? What are they doing today to now help others? So they now are sharing hope and purpose. So that's what's so important for me to do, to share that you're not alone and there's hope and how. I focus on wellness, mental health, and self-improvement. It's very important to me. And then I was guided to write my book, to share my story, because again, it's in the storytelling of our lives that we connect with others and we have the ability to help others. So I share my story of trauma, addiction, recovery, what I learned through recovery, how to shift my mindset, and where and how I got to where I am today, living this incredible life. And it's just so important to me to continue to spread the message of hope and let people know that they're not alone, which is why I have been so grateful to have connected with you and be a part of Thrive, because the women that are involved all have the same purpose, and that's to help other people. So God has put me on this mission. He helped me to get through my addiction, and I will walk that path for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's amazing. 9 years of sobriety and just changing your life around. I know you have not had it easy. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Tell me a little bit more how long you've been doing your show. And I know it's been incredibly successful. You've had some amazing guests on it. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, first off, I want to say, if you have a dream and you're thinking about something over and over, please go for it. And don't worry about everything being perfect. I started my dream with an idea and built into my mission. And I started with my cell phone and a guest. So I now have a nationally televised TV show. So it is just through the perseverance, the intention behind what I wanted, the resilience. Even if I had a down day, because there were many and I wanted to quit, I'd wake up the next day and I would just give myself the new lease to continue and not think too much, too far ahead, and stay in that day and just take those little steps towards my dream. Because if there is a seed that has been planted for you and you continue to think it and it will not leave you, that is your mission. That is what you are supposed to be doing. Take it from me. It is possible. I used to be terrified to be in front of the camera. And now I get told all the time, you're such a natural. It's so easy. Oh my God, you're on stage. It's talking. I couldn't even talk in a boardroom when I was in corporate. I was so nervous. So trust me, through the healing, through the confidence that you build and the perseverance, you will get to your goal. I've been doing this 7 years, and I continue with the mission of the show, which is now Wake Up with Marcy, a talk show with heart. And the reason that I have now added a talk show with heart is because I lead with my heart. Leading with your heart is leading with love. And that is the intention of each show and each guest, because whether it is a story of triumph or they have even created a brand and they're talking about it, there is a beautiful story behind the reason that they have started this brand. It helps you in some way. I just had someone on with the healing bra. This young boy's mom, I say young boy, he was early 20s. He came home and his mother had gone for a mammogram and was in a lot of pain. And he's like, there's nothing they give you, right? There's no cold compress to help you or anything. She's like, no. And he started researching and there was nothing available. And so they created this healing bra for women. So things happen in our lives. There's seeds that are planted. There are reasons why you are moved in certain directions. So I'm just going to continue on this path with Wake Up with Marcy. I've had it 7 years now, and I just hope to grow globally, honestly, because This is a message that everyone can learn from and grow from.
Yeah, I love that. I love your mission. And just, I know we see a lot of people on TV and we think, well, it's all on the surface, but you really wear your heart on the sleeve and you talk raw and honest truth. And I know you don't shy away from sharing your story. And in fact, you've written a book, Chaos to Clarity, which become a bestseller. So would you care to share a little bit about your story and your journey that you share in the book?
Well, let me just say that my mother had me very, very young. And my childhood was riddled with abuse and abandonment. Abandonment by my mother because she chose the party and men over me. My father that was never in the picture. Abused by men that my mother chose to have in her life. And so my childhood was very difficult. I did thankfully have some grounding by living with my grandparents for a number of years. But what happens in our childhood forms the person that we are. And I had lost who Marcy was. And I learned to cope by building walls around my heart. And like I said, I didn't know who I was. So I didn't know my worth. I didn't have any love or care for myself. It was more of a survival mode, finding ways to prove everyone wrong and that I was going to make it in this life. I also looked to men to always be in my life, to validate me, to identify who I was. So I would meld into whatever I thought you wanted, so you would want me in your life. But what happens with that, because I was pushing down so much pain, the relationships were volatile. There was a lot of drinking. They weren't real positive relationships. But again, I didn't know anything different. This is what I knew. This is what I continued to pursue. These are the cycles, the relationship cycles that so many of us have, right? If we have pain from our past, we mirror what we learn. So once I started my work path, I started in television. I knew that I wanted to pursue the highest level possible. And I wasn't going to let anyone get in my way. So that was validation for me. If I got the job, if I got a promotion, I moved so much in my life. I couldn't stay in a job for more than a year. I would have to find another area of work. I'd had to move up or to another area. I was in a very volatile relationship. I was almost married, but I left that, thankfully, within a month. I was living in Colorado. I changed my job. I called off the wedding 6 weeks before. I sold my home and I moved to California. And I had to make this huge life change for myself to actually get to where I found my husband. I found a real positive way of life. It took me a little while to get there, but that is what I gained from finding my husband, having my children. And then when I got in front of the camera, like I said, I had no self-esteem. I realized that I was still living in a victim mindset and everything began to crumble. And I share all of this in my story in my book. But the thing is, the most important part of this is, what did I learn during recovery? I learned love for myself. I learned to forgive myself. I learned to forgive others. I learned gratitude. I built a life of spirituality and connection. I broke generational cycles. I've learned to identify my guidance from the other side and connect with my inner self. There's so many beautiful things that I've learned through this healing journey. And the man that I thought I wanted to divorce, we now have the most beautiful relationship. Because I had to heal myself. I had to identify who I was, what made me happy, find my voice, right? Create my boundaries and become the best version of myself to be the best version of others. And that's what I wanted to share within my book, because I know so many of us out there are broken and we hang on to our past and the story of our past and the narrative that stays in our head. And I want to help you to move past that, because it's so possible, because our past does not define us, but it holds on to us if we let it.
Yeah. Wow. Such a powerful story. And the things that you've gone through in your life that, as I say, it hasn't shaped you who you are, because now you have turned the corner, you changed your life, you stepped out of those circumstances, which it had the possibility of taking you down a wrong route. And yeah. I know, you know, we've talked about this before the podcast began, that at some point in your life, in your teenage years, you were seeking out alcohol and other ways to numb the pain. And I think a lot of people might be able to relate to that, that at some point in their life, they tried to run away from the problems. And I think that was a theme in your life in a particular stages, trying to escape the healing part.
I learned from my childhood. My mother drank every day. My grandfather drank every day. Like, that was norm. And I did use alcohol. I started escaping with alcohol and boys, and the alcohol stayed with me every single day I drank. And that created so much chaos in my life. It's easier to cope with a substance, alcohol, food, exercise, gambling. It's easier to do those things. But those things ultimately end up destroying our lives, and we lose all the things that are important to us. My healing, putting down that drink, was not easy. Surrendering was not easy. But I knew it was finally time, or I was going to lose absolutely everything that I'd worked so hard in my life to attain and build. So when I put down the drink and I started to clear my head from the toxic substance that I'd been putting in my body, I was able to start thinking clear, changing my behaviors. And it is a daily practice, Raymonda. Like, nothing's easy on this journey, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Is it easier to pour a glass of wine? Absolutely. But I tell you what, nothing replaces the feeling of joy and contentment of my life today. I would never go back there. I hope to God I never go back there.
Well, you've managed to change your life in such a way that now you get to inspire other people. And I think finding a meaning and purpose in life, and also in the challenges that you faced, I think maybe the purpose today is what keeping you positive and living the life and in a different light.
Yeah, I know there's so many women out there, mothers, they start turning to alcohol even more, and there's something else going on inside of you. You're going through a lot. You know, that mom wine culture, you know, I did that too. Like, you found your people, your kids would play, you're pouring the glass of wine, you're making it something fun, or maybe you're pouring that glass of wine at dinner. And I'm not saying wine is bad, but when you start seeing it elevating and you need that, and it's changing your behavior, it's maybe something that you need to take a look at. But it's very common to go through divorce, have kids, have a death in the family, and you turn to that alcohol for reprieve. And all it is doing is pushing down the pain instead of you facing it and getting to the other side of it in a positive way.
What was the moment that was the most freeing about making that decision to just put the glass down and behind you?
I got to tell you, Raymonda, I mean, it was so freeing to stop fighting the inevitable that I'd been thinking about for over a year, which was am I drinking okay? Is this right? Is it not right? Am I drinking too much? Am I drinking like that person? And then started hiding the drinking and using it as that liquid courage when I would go on auditions or jobs, you know, lying to my husband, lying to myself. When I woke up that next day after receiving a DUI, that was my final straw for myself. I went to bed a victim and in anger. And the next day I woke up and my higher power stepped in and I was finally able to open my eyes clearly and admit that I needed help. And when I surrendered, truly surrendered and let go of all the shame and the pain and the anger and the fear, I was able to move forward. And then when I went to my husband and expressed the real truth, what was going on with me, he didn't run away. He embraced me and he showed me that love that I'd been seeking all of my life. And it was right in front of me. And when I was embraced by him, I felt like literally the weight of the world came off my shoulders. And I was ready. I was ready to surrender and start doing the work. And he drove me to a meeting that day, and I never looked back.
What a story. It's making me really emotional. It gave me chills. I can just imagine you in that moment of, you know, there is fear. There is fear of, especially if you've been through trauma, of being abandoned again or being not loved. And that's why we feel like we have to hide our true selves. And like you say, using alcohol, like you're just to elevate yourself and maybe numb some of the pains. But that moment when he just embraced you and accepted you and showed you that, you know what, no matter how broken you might be inside, he still loved you and was willing to support you through it.
You saw something in me I didn't see. And I'm so grateful for that. Because today I see it. Today I see it. And I truly believe that I'm worth living the life that I'm living today. I stay in gratitude. That's one of my number one practices all of the time. And I love the one quote, Ramonda, from Rhonda Burns. Are you familiar with the book, The Secret? Or the book, The Power? They're incredible books, right? And the quote is, the universe loves a grateful person because a grateful person is a magnet to magic. And that is so true.
I know you talk quite a bit about gratitude and fostering gratitude and just how you become the magnet to magic of life. So that's just beautiful. I love that.
I mean, think about it, Ramona. If we're putting out negativity all the time, how are we getting anything positive? If you're constantly saying, life happens to me, this happens to me, you're living in jealousy, you're talking about other people, you're talking about something that's happened, you're feeling wronged all of the time. How are you supposed to bring in positivity in your life? How are positive people supposed to be in your life? It's just, it kind of makes sense. Pretty simple.
I think, you know, it's just about taking accountability. And it sounds like for you, you had to take that accountability of your own doing, playing your own part in it. And I know when we have not healed, especially talking about trauma that you've gone through, do you find that putting that away and starting a fresh chapter in your life without alcohol has enabled you to deepen your connections with your loved ones and also go through your true transformation and healing?
100%. 100%. My relationship with my family are deeper than I ever thought possible. I can say that I'm proud of the mother that I am today. And because I've gone through so much, I can help my children. I can be a better mother for them. I can be a better wife and just a better person to all those that I become contacted with. Like, I lead with kindness. It's very easy. I used to lead with more of a anger. I felt it was always like bubbling under the surface. And today, like, everything is just peaceful. And I just, like, even right now, like, I feel like a happy vibration under my skin. It's just the level that I vibrate at today. But believe me, I'm human. Like, I can still have my reactions. But the great part today is, like, instead of like 24 hours of trying to prove my point, I can step back in a couple minutes after and go, Mercy, why'd you react that way? What's really at the core of this? How you reacted, was that good? Was that positive? As the outcome going to be positive? Are you going to really get what you want by reacting that way? Yeah. So it allows you to just look at things and manage things very different life.
Love that, Marcy. Thank you so much for being so honest and candid and just bringing us behind the scenes of your life and your journey. I'm really looking forward to our audience exploring more of what you have to offer. And also, you're going to be an author in the volume 4 of the Women Thrive book, which I'm truly excited about having you part of this book.
Thank you so much for believing in me and allowing me to be a part of your incredible journey and how you are transforming lives.
We appreciate that. Marcy, we are also going to be seeing you at the Women Thrive Summit in March. What can people expect?
Ramona, we've talked about this. Like, within my story, there's so many factors, right? There's so much to unload, but you have to extract the best parts. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about unlocking that happiness. And for me, I have found that happiness stems from loving yourself, loving the reflection of the person in the mirror and being proud of that person, and forgiveness of yourself and the mistakes that you've made in your life, becoming accountable for those things and developing the person that you are, and then shifting your mindset in the way that you're thinking so you can ultimately find what we're all seeking in this life, and that's love for ourselves and then the love for others. Because when you love for yourself, you open yourself up to others and you will find the beautiful connections that I've found in my life. And I can't wait to share about that.
I'm so, so looking forward to having you on the Women Thrive Summit in March 2025. Thank you so much, Marcy, for being here with us today. I can't wait for this episode to air now. And for our audience, if you're listening to this episode right now, I'd love for you to leave a comment below. Let us know how you may have been inspired. Marcy, if people wanted to connect with you, maybe tap into your show, buy your book, how can people get connected?
Absolutely everything is at wakeupwithmarcy.com. You can find everything about me there. And I hope that you will share your email, and I would love to reach out to you and let's start a conversation.
Amazing. So make sure you connect Marcy on her social media channels as well as her website, wakeupwithmarcy.com. Of course, everything will be provided in the show notes, so go check it out there. And for those of you who might be listening or watching this right now, don't forget that Marcy will be featured at the Women Thrive Summit, which is our 1 week long annual women empowerment event for female entrepreneurs, business owners, and just women seeking for inspiration, empowerment, connections. And it's a free event to attend. So I hope you are going to be there, and we're certainly going to be having a lot more fun and deeper, more insightful conversations with Marcy then. For now, thank you so much, Marcy, for being here with us today. And I look forward to seeing you very soon again.
Thank you, Ramonda. It's been wonderful.
Thanks to all of you for listening today, and make sure you tune in to other podcast episodes with other incredible guests. For now, this was Ramonda Jan, and it's been a pleasure to have you here today. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to Women Thrive Podcast. If you found today's episode empowering and inspiring, be sure to subscribe and follow us. Better yet, leave a review and share it with others.
We're committed to bringing you more stories that will empower and inspire you on your own journey. Until next time, keep listening, keep learning, and keep pursuing your dreams.